Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's take a few minutes now for a cello edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Terrence McKnight is a DJ and evening host on WQXR in New York and joins us now. Terrence, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And by the way, I played that suite when I was a kid. I was a cellist. And that's one of the main things that you can play just with the cello, the Bach suites. Yeah,
are your palms still sweating from
playing? Yeah, absolutely.
But tell, all those memories.
Well, and tell us a little bit about the cello.
Well, you know, the cello came about when Johann Sebastian Bach came about. It was developed around 1660. So he was, a young man born in 1685. So, you know, as most good composers would want to do is write for a new instrument that's out in the streets, you know, the best player you can get your hands on. And that's what Sebastian Bach did.
Well, and the cello has such a unique sound, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and, you know, a lot of people will say that the cello really represents the human soul. You know, it's the instrument that most closely vibrates with our own vibration. So it's the soul of the orchestra, some will say.
All right, well, let's get to some of the music for cello that you brought us. This is Seven Tunes Heard in China, Movement 5, Diu Diu Dong. It's written by Bright Sheng and performed by Alyssa Weilerstein. Some of those notes sound high enough to be played on a violin, but you can tell that they're not. It's a cello.
And what Bright Sheng is doing, he's allowing the cello to sound like an erhu. It really sounds like that Chinese instrument. And I think, you know, there again, here you have a composer really showing the range of that cello, man, an instrument that, you know, didn't grow up in China, but here you have it, you know, playing his music and sounding very authentic.
And what should we know about Bright Sheng?
Composer who came, he came to the States in the 80s. And won a lot of awards, has written a lot for orchestra, has written for Chinese instruments. Mm-hmm. And his music is often a combination of Western and Eastern influences.
All right, well, next we have Glenn Cochee's 20-minute piece, Something of Life. This is performed by Jeffrey Ziegler. So tell us what's going on here.
Jeff Ziegler played in the Kronos Quartet for a number of years, and this is his first project. After leaving the group, he wanted to explore some of his own music and be back in New York. And there you have his first solo record in which he's playing to a track. So Glenn Cochee, who's very affiliated with that band Wilco, and he's a drummer. And so he's created this track where Jeff, again, is showing, you know, what a solo cellist can do and how he's able to incorporate sounds of the street, sounds of everyday life.
And sounds I think of the street, it actually sounds like he's outside.
It is, man. It sounds like kids in the playground and people speaking. And you mentioned it's long pieces, about 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you really get a sense of a large community and all the diversity in that community. As Jeff, it sounds like he's walking or venturing through his community.
Okay, next we have the composer Philip Glass's piece, The Secret Agent for Solo Cello. This is performed by Matt Heimovitz. Just beautiful to listen to. What do you like about this one?
I mean, you get a similar passion that you get in something like Sebastian Bach's suites. Mm-hmm. You get the sense of that perpetual movement that you get in Baroque music. So, and you get a language that is not very, progressive, but it's a very simplistic harmonic language. And Philip Glass really makes the most out of that sort of minimalism.
Yeah, it's interesting because Philip Glass is known for writing these big operas and orchestral movie scores, and now here he is just doing something for solo cello.
Yeah, but that actually comes from a 1996 film where he wrote a soundtrack called The Secret Agent. I think you're spot on talking about his operas because you get the passion, the beauty that comes out of those operas. He gets it. Matt brings it out in that piece for mm-hmm. solo cello.
All right, the next one is O Virtus Sapientiae. For cello and electronics, I hope I said that right. It's written by Hildegard von Bingen and performed here by Maya Beiser. So dramatic. And by the way, this was originally written for three voices.
Yeah, and Maya, you know, she often uses, you know, her instrument and electronics. She'll use a set, you know, there will be a whole dramatic thing to her performances. And she's got a new project coming out, but I wanted to show that and hear that because she's going back to Hildegard, who was, you know, a mystic and a playwright, and she was writing music way before Johann Sebastian Bach. We're going back to the Renaissance. And here's Maya bringing her music forward. And I think it's a great time to really highlight some of the women who are working in this field and writing for cello and playing cello. And so that was part of my thinking in this, Jeremy.
And what are the electronics doing?
Sometimes they mimic. Sometimes there's a call and response happening with the electronics. So it gives her a chance to sort of speak to herself and to the audience at the same time. So it's very interactive.
Well, we are going to end this segment sort of where we started, which is with the Bach suites. This is Bach's Cello Suite number 2 in D minor, movement 1, performed by Pablo Casals. Memories are coming back to me. But why are the Bach suites so well known when it comes to cello music?
You know, I think because Bach was so early in approaching the solo cello work, and, you know, he really, it seems, man, he put his soul into it, and, you know, his music speaks from across generations, across, you know, culture, across time, because it goes from one heart to another heart, and I think that that's beyond all of those things. And for that reason, we've been listening to it for 300 years.
Did you play the cello?
Yeah, I was more of a trumpet guy.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, yeah. See, that would have been, I think, a lot harder. Do you think that that's the case?
Well, maybe next time.
Terrence McKnight, DJ and evening host on WQXR in New York. Thank you so much, as always.
Always a pleasure.